And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 28th of September, 2017. It was on this day, 1066, William the Conqueror of Normandy arrived on British soil, having defeated the British in the Battle of Hastings, and on Christmas Day he was crowned King of England in Westminster Abbey, and thus began an enormous change in the English language. The British back then speaking a combination of Saxon and Old Norse, the Normans spoke French, and over time the languages blended. The Anglo-Saxons said house, the Normans said mansion. Saxons said cow, the Normans said beef. And now the English language contains more than a million words, one of the most diverse languages on earth. It's the birthday of the teacher, philosopher, and political theorist popularly known as Confucius, born in China in the year 551 B.C., born to an aristocratic family that had lost its wealth, and so he was born in poverty. As a young man, he sought out masters to teach him music, archery, chariot driving, calligraphy, and arithmetic, and then began to turn to questions of morality and ethics, the importance of self-discipline and virtue. Confucius, who taught humility, compassion, and tradition, and who said, "What you do not wish for yourself, do not do to others." It's the birthday of Kate Douglas Wiggin, born in Philadelphia, 1856, author of Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm, and also the woman who started the first free kindergarten on the West Coast in San Francisco. She said, "Every child born into the world is a new thought of God, an ever-fresh and radiant possibility." It's the birthday of a man who shaped popular culture in America for almost 25 years, Ed Sullivan, born New York City, 1901, gossip columnist for the New York Daily News, who tried hosting a show on a new invention called television. He was 46 years old. It premiered on CBS in 1948, and within a few years, it was watched every Sunday night by 50 million people. He put together opera singers, rock stars, novelists, poets, magicians, bears on roller skates, elephants on water skis. Everything was positive on the show. He welcomed African-American performers, Jackie Robinson, Duke Ellington, Richard Pryor, James Brown. Ed Sullivan, the last MC in America who tried to appeal to everybody. He said his formula for success was open big, have a good comedy act, put in something for children, and keep the show clean. Here's a poem for today by Tracy K. Smith, entitled The Good Life. When some people talk about money, they speak as if it were a mysterious lover who went out to buy milk and never came back, and it makes me nostalgic for the years I lived on coffee and bread, hungry all the time, walking to work on payday like a woman journeying for water from a village without a well, then living one or two nights, like everyone else, on roast chicken and red wine. The Good Life, Tracy K. Smith, from her collection Life on Mars, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.